What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here, and we are back with another College Football VOD, breaking down everything you need to know before this season kicks off here at Awesomeo. 10 days away. I'm going to talk to the powers that be, and I'm going to get a countdown on the website to mark this historic occasion. Matt, I know that you're really feeling it now. We are about there. We are about set for kickoff.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. We have one last preview pod to do. We're going to be encompassing all G5 schools, at least the notable ones today. This is my favorite topic. I love betting the G5, so I'm really excited about today's show.
You know, it's funny because, listen, the ideas of these VODs, why we do them on the Awesomeo Odds channel, is to create value and hopefully make some money for you guys out there. Yes, it's fun to talk about Bama and Oklahoma and their 50-point spreads. To me, I think there's a pretty easy argument to be made that the easiest way to create value is to read up and study up on the teams we're going to talk about today, the teams that no one knows about, some of the under-the-radar teams. And these are teams that you're going to see. I do want to quickly go into the G5 and how this is structured, Matt. Basically, obviously, these are the non-Power 5 conferences. They don't get a lot of love. I think it's not a stretch to say that they're basically ineligible for the college football playoff because it just would never happen. But the best one does get a guarantee to a big time bowl when it's all said and done.
Yeah, last year we saw Cincinnati play Georgia. We've seen UCF in this bowl. You and I were talking before the show. Boise's played in this bowl quite a bit. Yep. So, and last year Cincinnati played Georgia to a really close game. So if you want to make the argument that one team should be in the college football playoff, maybe Cincinnati could get in with some chaos, but you're right, it's still probably not going to happen. And this is the best representation we'll get from these conferences.
No doubt. So let's dive into it. I'm going to get things started. Like I said, these are going to be schools where people are like, huh? But that doesn't matter because there is some value there. Wyoming Cowboys. I've been saying this for like 5 years. People know that I love Josh Allen. The reason that I do is because I watched him at Wyoming for a long time, just carving it up in Laramie. Now, he is not there. I can confirm that. But this is still a team that you want to watch out for. People always talk about Colorado, and I get it, and the Nuggets and whatever, the elevation and basketball and whatnot. Laramie, extreme elevation. This home field is no joke. This is a very talented team. They return a ton on defense. They return a very, very good running back. Quarterback I want to ask you about, Matt, because that's someone I'm not sure of. But the win total here is only 7.5. To me, this is an easy over. This is a dark horse for the Mountain West Conference. They check out everything. I like their coach, former North Dakota State coach. He built that dynasty in some regard. Everything about Wyoming I'm interested in, but my question to you is, what do you feel about the win total and how dangerous are they in the Mountain West Conference?
I think Wyoming's a really sneaky team. They're a team that went 2-4 last year, but every single one of their defeats was single digits, which I think is really important. They're a team that lost their quarterback in week 1. So now they actually have two quarterbacks that have starting experience. I like Levi Williams a lot. He's a decent dual threat. But we know what this team wants to do. They want to run the ball. And you look at Wyoming in their win total markets, it's sitting at 7.5 in most places. I actually think there's probably some value on betting them to win the Mountain West at plus 800. But you look at the team, they want to run the ball. And I think their offensive line is built for this. They were 120th in pass blocking, but 38th in run blocking. It's very much what they practice. Have a really strong running back in Zazavian Valaday. A strong defense overall that returns every starter. They have 3 all-conference players, and their schedule is not too bad either. Overall, for a Mountain West conference, they're dodging San Diego State, UNLV, and Nevada. San Diego State and Nevada in particular, 2 of the stronger teams in this conference.
I love it. Honestly, we should just stop there because that is just that Wyoming is the team, but we're gonna give a couple other teams. Like I said, don't be shocked when you see them competing with the likes of Boise and these others. But is there another conference out there? Because there's a lot of G5 conferences. Is there a team that you want to hit on? Because I have one more. I know you have a couple others.
Yeah, let's go to the AAC, probably the most popular G5 conference. It's where you see teams like UCF, Memphis. And what I want to talk about today is Houston, a team that finished 3-5 last year, but some of their losses were to some of the better competition in college football, particularly in that conference. They lost to BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Memphis just by 3, but they're returning 9 starters on offense, 9 starters on defense. It's a really strong offensive line, a team that ranked 21st in pass blocking. They have a lot of returning starters. They were 9th overall in defense, 4th overall in pass rush, and they face one of the easier schedules in this conference. They're going to draw Texas Tech in non-conference play. That's their toughest opponent. and that's just a 2-point spread. That game is in the opener. Wouldn't be a shock to see Houston win that game based on where bookmakers are. From there, in conference, they're dodging the two toughest teams in Cincinnati and UCF. So it's a winnable schedule, and you can find this line at 8.5.
Are you a Dana Holgorsen fan? I know that's not super important, but I'm just interested to know what you think about their coach.
He's not my favorite.
Okay.
I think the exodus of Houston players, including De'Aaron King, and he was one of many that transferred instantly when Holgorsen took over.
Yeah, so that's what kind of I was alluding to. They've had some big, listen, Ed Oliver, De'Aaron King. I do like Clayton Toon, their quarterback, and I like this team. Some of the other squads in the AAC are down. I'm not super sold on what we see from Memphis this year. SMU, I think, could be okay. But again, I don't mind that. I'm going to go, I think we're contractually obligated with you on the show to go to Coastal Carolina and talk about them and all their shenanigans out in the Sun Belt. This was a darling team last year. They ran through everybody, ended up losing to Liberty in the bowl, but just a phenomenal story. They came out of nowhere. I know you adopted them as your team. Their win total is set at 10 this year. And immediately I thought, oh, regression is coming. Then I looked at the schedule. You got the Citadel, Kansas, and at Buffalo to get things started. Then you dive into conference play here in the Sun Belt. You also got UMass. That's another easy win. Grayson McCall returns. Really, the crutch of the team returns. I like everything about it. I know they're not going to sneak up on a lot of teams this year, but I look at this conference. I don't think that App State is as good as usual. You've got some certainly big time, you know, we've talked about Louisiana on some several other videos. They're a team that a lot of people like, but I think that Coastal is right in the thick of it. Again, all the stability at quarterback, all the experience from this team last year, 11-1 seems more than feasible to me.
Yeah, fortunately, they dodge Louisiana. When you have a Sun Belt schedule, you're going to dodge one team in conference. Coastal Carolina just happens to dodge. Yeah, they dodge the best team in the conference. So their two toughest games are coming against App State and Troy. Troy's kind of a sneaky team in this conference. But you mentioned it. They just don't face any real test all year. Undefeated's in play, and I think they go over 10 wins as well, returning most of their team, 9 starters on offense, 10 on defense, including their quarterback, Grayson McCall.
Talked about a couple, but I want to get into one more before we get out of here. I wanted to talk about UMass. Obviously, that was X'd from the run sheet. But is there another team that you have out there in the G5 that you think can make some noise?
I'll go to Conference USA and Marshall, a team that's projected to win 7.5 games based on their win total. I do think they eclipse this. They play one of the easier schedules in the country. In non-conference play, they're going to get Navy, NC Central, East Carolina, App State. I think all those are winnable. You're likely looking at close projected spreads against teams like ECU and App State, but overall they're winnable. And then in conference play, they're dodging some of the better teams that they have on the conference overall in Louisiana Tech and UTSA. So over 7.5 is winnable. And then you look at their roster, returning a ton of production, including their quarterback, Grant Wells, who is fantastic as a freshman. They have a good offensive line. It was 6th in pass blocking last year. Lost 2 starters, but they had a North Carolina transfer. Now up to 137 career starts. And Marshall was phenomenal on defense. They actually allowed the fewest points per game last year. Now they're returning 8 starters on defense. They were excellent in coverage, where they were 6th in the country in just overall pass coverage. And that includes a first-teamer in Stephen Gilmore at corner, a second-teamer in Nazia Johnson at corner. Those are all conference honors. And they also get a Clemson transfer in Lee Anthony Williams. So I really like what this secondary has. And I think they can hold their opponents to very few points again this year.
It's a bad conference. It's wide open. I have no problem with that. I'm personally kind of leaning to the UAB side of things, but we're going to talk about all that and more. If you want the full breakdown of the G5, Betting You, our exclusive college football betting podcast, is available all over Apple, Spotify, anywhere you've got podcasts, you can listen to that. So we dropped some tidbits here, some teams that I think you want to take advantage of in the betting markets. But if you want that and more, make sure to check out that podcast. And while you're here, we appreciate the support. Subscribe to the channel. Like I said, season is kicking off and you don't want to miss all the content that Matt, me, the entire team, everyone's doing a great job here, really building out the sports betting platform. We're super excited. On that note, 3 up, 3 down. We've got Wyoming. We've got Coastal. We've got 3 up, 3 down. 4 teams, actually. You gave Houston. You slid that in there. And Marshall. So I think we're covered here for the G5. We're going to bounce on out of here. But again, 10 days till kickoff. Cannot wait. stay tuned for week zero preview. I know it is sounds weird, but it is week zero in college football. That'll be coming up next week here at Awesome-O. Good luck, everyone. We'll talk to you guys soon.